Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Ray Boom Boom Mancini joins us. Ray, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
We're doing very well.
Good.
And good. I'm a little bit confused about what's going to happen. I'm on the... on the fence, because I really do believe that Mayweather is very easily going to win the fight. But I just wonder if it's going to be as big of a spectacle as everybody expects it to be, because there's a lot of people that believe McGregor doesn't have a shot. There's a lot of people that were turned off by their press conferences and the likability of these two guys. So do you think that when this is said and done, it's going to break all the records and everybody's going to be buying this pay-per-view?
No, it won't break the records. But, you know, I got to be honest with you. There'll be more people buying it than I thought. At first I said, look, this is a spectacle. It's not an event. I don't think that many people are interested. I certainly know that boxing people aren't interested. I know it's almost MMA people. But as it's been going along, and since, you know, that first of all, that press conference, that was a disgrace. That was an absolute disgrace to not only to sports, my sport, boxing, or MMA people, it would disgrace to anything. These two guys are two pigs. There's two pigs. And, you know, there's a way of promoting a fight. If you don't have to go and do the things they did. You don't have to, you know, talk the way they did if it's a real fight. The fight sells itself. But since they got to, you know, try to bang the drum, so to speak, and say, hey, look at me. You know, here's how we're going to get you people interested, because I'm going to call them these names, you're going to call me these names. I mean, I've been at plenty of press conferences, but that was the absolute disgrace, you know, how they talk in front of people, kids, you know, and so, but after those things, so I got to see this. Why would you watch it then? I mean, it's again, if it was a real fight, they wouldn't have to sell it like that. So since then, I've heard there's more of an interest in it. And now that they're getting closer to the fight, and people actually believe that McGregor can win this fight and will win this fight. Now, I shouldn't say can win it, because anybody can win. Anybody get in any contact sport, any combat sport, you get tapped on the chin, you get cut. But, you know, I just don't see this happening in any respect. But it's like if Mayweather was going to say, I'm going to go only MMA, all jiu-jitsu and kicking, and this is the best guy, I'm going to knock him out. As soon as I kick him to the head, as soon as I take him to the ground, I'm going to, you know, choke him out. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's an absolute joke. But it's almost the same as a fighter. Say, this guy, he never had a fight. They try to say he has some amateur fights. Okay. To fight the best fighter over the last 20 years, and actually think it's going to be a competitive boxing match. So it's a spectacle, but people have drank the Kool-Aid. The public has drank the Kool-Aid. I think the best part of this whole spectacle was the press conferences. I think that was the best part. That's what you paid for, not the event.
So are you going to watch?
I mean, you know, look, I'm not buying it by no means, and I'm actually, I have a wedding to go to, so I'll be at a wedding. When I leave, a buddy of mine said he was going to get it, and I asked him why. He said, Raymond, you know, he said, Raymond, look, it'll be fun. We'll get some people. We'll have some laughs. Well, let's see what happens. So he said, why don't you stop by after the wedding? So I may stop by. To answer your question, yes. I'll probably watch it. I wouldn't buy it, and if my buddy didn't invite me, I wasn't going to go out of my way to find it. So, yeah, I mean, it's like the train wreck mentality. You don't want to stop, but you can't help but stop and look.
Mm-hmm. Gio and Jones, Ray Boom Boom Mancini across the country on CBS Sports Radio. If McGregor wins this fight, what's the way that he has to do it? I know it's going to be borderline impossible. The odds say that. You've told us that. But if he can do it, how is it done?
Yeah. I mean, look, everyone keeps saying how strong he is. Mayweather's butt. he bought insanity. Mayweather has fought some of the best punchers over the last 20 years. This guy has never thrown an actual punch in the sense that he's knocked people out. Yeah, MMA guys. I train with MMA guys. I help a lot of them with their hands. They can't take a punch because they're not used to taking a punch. That's not what they train for. 80%, almost 90% is on their back. The other 10 is kicking in knees. So they're not used to punching. So if you ever watch you guys, they don't put no weight behind the punches. It's all mostly arm punches, and then they try to get close enough to grapple. So, you know, Mayweather, they keep talking about how McGregor can punch. Okay, Mayweather's fought the greatest punches over the last 20 years. So that don't mean nothing. They said he's bigger and stronger. Mayweather's fought bigger and stronger guys most of his career. That don't mean nothing. Here's the difference. If you get a guy like McGregor who makes it a dogfight, and that's the only way you beat Mayweather, is make it a dogfight. And that's what Canelo should have done when he first fought him and other guys. Meaning, and this guy will try to do that. Rough him up. You get him on the ropes. This guy is known for throwing elbows and stuff. Let him bring that elbow across the chin. Let him bring a couple punches low. Bring him up, you know, low and slow the guy down. Then it could be entertaining. And then it can be close, you know, it gets close enough. This guy's as tough as nails. We know that. We know he could take a, you know, he gets kicked to the head. But he's never been punched on the chin. Most of these guys can't take a shot. When Mayweather, even though Mayweather can't punch, he's not a big puncher by no means. But if he steps that punch over, this guy walks into him, the guy's going to go out. If Mayweather realizes, this guy's tougher than he thought, I'm not going to knock him out, then he'll just slap him around for 12 rounds. Then that doesn't benefit anybody. But you have to understand, Mayweather could care less about the public. Mayweather can care less if he gives the public, fans, a show. McGregor wants to, which may be his downfall. McGregor may overtry. He may try to go do too much. And Mayweather is smart. He sets traps for guys. And then he'll let you fall into those traps. If McGregor really wants to make an event out of it because he sees that nothing's happening, he may fall into one of those traps and get caught. That's the only way McGregor beats him is come out, make it a dogfight, and hopefully catch him with something. Anything is never impossible, but it's close to being impossible with this guy.
What are your thoughts on the career of Mayweather and his style of fighting? It's not the most sexiest style we've seen. He usually sits back and allows fighters to come to him, but he's an incredible defensive fighter. So where would you rank him as far as his style?
Well, first of all, I've said this first. People don't realize I was a big fan of Floyd Mayweather when he first came out of the Olympics because I said it back then. He was beating guys, fighting guys, and beating them, and not just beating them, destroying them. When he was fighting guys, he had no business fighting at that time because of experience-wise. But he was going in there, and he was just knocking them out, destroying them. He was actually knocking guys out early in his career, stopping guys. I'll never forget when he fought Diego Corrales. I thought, man, he's way over his head. He spanked him. He stopped him in 6 rounds, I think. So this is when I said, this kid is special. But then somewhere along the way, I heard, I know he has hand problems. And, as a fighter, once you have hand problems, that's it. So he became more of a defensive fighter and became more on speed and quickness of punches and volume of punches as opposed to power behind them. So he's great. He's a special talent. There's no dispute. But over the last 20, you know, like I said, over the last 20 years, he's probably, you know, the best fighter. He's the greatest fighter of the 12-round era, of the 12-round era. But we all know the 12 to 15 are worlds away. You know what I'm saying? The history of boxing was changed over 15 rounds, if it wasn't for 15 rounds. So could he beat Ray Leonard? No. Would he beat Roberto Duran? No. Would he beat Tommy Hearns? No. In my view. And there's a lot of other guys that would have gave him headaches. Benitez would have gave him headaches. But for the 12-round era, he's the greatest fighter of the 12-round era. He's a special talent. People would say, what do you rank him all time? I said, all time? I don't know, top 40, top 50? Oh, that's it. I said, you have 10. Guys like Kid Gavilan, guys like Charlie Burley, guys like Jose Napoles. These guys fought real fighters for years and years to learn their craft and knew how to fight, and they were great, great fighters. But so Floyd didn't get none, so they haven't seen him. Floyd wouldn't present a problem for them. So when you talk about all time, then you got to go back that far. But over the last 20 years, he's the greatest fighter of the last 20 years.
We're talking to the great Ray Boom Boom Mancini across the country on CBS Sports Radio. I heard Teddy Atlas say that if McGregor wins this fight, that's going to be a horrible thing for the sport of boxing. Do you agree with that take?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It would just show everybody thinks they can cross over to boxing. but see, the fact that he even says, the fact that this fight happened because he says, I want to challenge the greatest fighter, Floyd Mayweather, and I'm going to get him out of retirement, and to paint him, is still a disgrace. See, that's the point. Here's a guy who never had a professional fight, and they're going to pay him a cup of money, and he's like the greatest fighter of the last 20 years, and they're going to allow it. See, the problem I have, this is the problem. Forget McGregor and Mayweather and everybody else that's involved. I get that. The Nevada Commission, who's years been talking about, we are the true boxing commission. We are, because we're protecting the fighters. We're it's all about dignity and respect. They took the money grab and they threw their self-respect and their dignity and everything down the drain. You don't let a guy who never had a fight come in and fight the greatest fighter over the last 20 years and in his first fight. It's a money grab. And even the commission got involved. And these are guys I respect usually. But it was a piss poor thing what they just did that allowed this to happen. I don't care how much money is involved. Everybody says, it's about the money. It's all too much money involved. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, you know, would you let the high school team that just won a state championship go play the Nevada high school team that just won a state championship go play the Golden State Warriors? You won't allow that? Who care about that? Will not be allowed. But that's what it's like. It's ridiculous, man.
So let's say McGregor wins. We have more mashups like this? More ridiculousness?
Well, we will. There's no dispute. Hey, look, years ago, they tried to get Royce Gracie to challenge Mike Tyson to a fight. Now, Royce Gracie's a buck 80, and I know Royce. And he was the greatest MMA fighter at that time. Challenge Mike Tyson in the prime of his career. Mike Tyson laughed and just said, and he pushed it aside because he knew he couldn't win. Because if you win, you're supposed to win. And if you lose, you can't win. It's a no-win situation. Same thing with Mayweather. Fight McGregor. He's supposed to win. How he wins, if he don't win spectacularly, he loses. And if and what's his name gets goofy enough to kick him in the head, even though he gets disqualified, people love it. They're going to love that. So you can't win. Stupid. It's just stupidity. That's what I like to see. I like to see McGregor get so frustrated, he loses his mind, and kick him in the side of the head. Then we all win. McGregor doesn't win, but we all win because Mayweather gets knocked out from gets his mouth shut, but he's cracked in the side of the head.
That would be unbelievable. I mean, McGregor McGregor, would lose a lot of money if he did that.
They said that. They said if he backhands him or if he elbows him, if he kicks him or he knees him, he loses his entire purse. Let me tell you something. The way this guy sold this fight, he ain't losing everything. He ain't losing. He'll lose a lot. He loses everything. But let me tell you what. He'd go down, he'd go off, right on the sunset, the hero. People would pay him. It would be like a sideshow carnival. He could go to every city, make an appearance. What were you thinking? When I said, let me just kick him in the head. Why not? that's what you're paying him. Come on, man. It's a spectacle. But this, it never ceases to amaze me, the naivety of the public. Now, I'm one of them. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking. We're all part of it. It's a freak show mentality.
Yeah.
It's such a freak show. I don't want to see it, but I can't help but watch it. I can't help but see what happens.
Ray, how hard is that going to be for Connor when he's in there to not go to his instincts? Because, you know, when you're in the ring, you're thinking, all right, by all means necessary when he's an MMA guy. Do you think that's going to be really difficult for him in the back of his head when he's like, all right, normally I would do this, normally I would do that, and he can't do any of that stuff? Does that put him at an extreme disadvantage?
Absolutely does. Fighters are creatures of habit. We fight on instinct. So yeah, I expect him somewhere in the battle to try to bring up a knee, maybe a backhand. Yeah, I absolutely believe that's going to happen. And you know, he could train for all he wants. He could train for 6 weeks. He could train for 6 months. But when we get in the ring, real battle. I mean, look, training is a dress rehearsal. We all know that. You prepare your body, your mind. But it's a dress rehearsal. When you get into the real battle, first of all, I think, look, I admire that he's supremely confident. I admire that. But when you get in the square ring as opposed to a round octagon or in the octagon, it's a different mentality. You're going to say, oh, man, I trained this way, but, man, I'm actually in a real fight now. There's all these people watching. You know, I know how confident he is, but he's going to chip pound his chest and puff it up because he wants to, but he's going to be nervous. And he's out of his element, and I think for that one moment, he realized maybe it wasn't the smartest thing I just did. So I think that will creep in somewhere. But he's a professional. He's supremely confident. I admire that. But somewhere along the way, the self-doubt's going to creep in, especially when he's getting hit with a guy with the hands at speed that Mayweather has, and reflexes that Mayweather has, and he's going to wonder, and he's swinging at air, going, man, it seemed like a good idea at the time, you know. But reality will set in, and I don't know if discouragement will make him get crazy, or you know, the fact that he can't get nowhere near the guy.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the way, I expect him to try something crazy because it is a spectacle, and he's gonna have to make a show of it somewhere.
Okay.
And if he can't hit him, how's he gonna make a show of it?
Right now, Gio seems to think that he's been watching All Access, and he seems to think that McGregor has been training harder than Mayweather, and I, my pushback has been it's been well reported, well documented, the training regimen of Mayweather. He'll leave an establishment at 2-3 in the morning and go straight to the gym and start training. What are you hearing about Mayweather as far as his preparation?
Well, no, I haven't heard anything about his preparation except, look, he's a gym rat.
Mm-hmm.
He lives a Spartan lifestyle. He, you know, he talks stupid, but he lives right.
Mm-hmm.
He eats the right things. He doesn't let his body get. He would never have come back if his body wasn't in shape. He's always in the gym working out with his own fighters. So, no, he's a gym rat. He's in shape. But as he said, and that's true, in a fight game, whether any combat sport, as you get older, you got to be smarter. You got to work out smarter, not harder. And Mayweather knows that. So, yeah, I mean, McGregor's training harder. Yeah, because he's never had to train this hard. He's never had to do this. It's, you know, like I said, 90% of them guys train on their back. Well, when I've done this, just guys will pull me in so they can rest. And so you're laying on the ground two or 3 minutes before you do anything. That doesn't happen in the ring. So McGregor, yeah, he's going to have to train hard because it's something he's never done before. Mayweather knows what he's doing. He's done his whole life. He's right on time, man. He'll be fine. And I think that's the main thing. What happens to McGregor? You get in the sixth round, seventh round, eighth round. Somewhere he's never been, and he's not touching the guy, and he's getting smacked around, he's getting peppered with punches. That could do a lot to a man. It could, you know, I admire Conor McGregor, I admire his guts, his tenacity, everything he wants to try to prove. I admire it. Ain't the smartest thing in the world, and this ain't the guy to do it again. Ain't the guy to do it again.
You know? Ray, it's great talking to you, man. I appreciate the time this morning.
Hey, like I said, don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't do it.
It's too late, man.
It's
too late. You're drinking it, too. You're going to watch it.
Right. You're going to go have fun with your buddy.
I'm watching the guy. I ain't buying it. But I told you, it's the train wreck mentality. You don't want to watch. You don't want to look. But you can't help but look.
You know you're going to leave that wedding early. Hey, I got another obligation. I must attend so you can see there and watch the fight.
I gotta go watch the fight. What do you want me to do? I gotta go watch the fight.
There goes Ray Boom Boom Mancini.
It's
thanks,
my
Ray.
Side of the family, so I gotta get. I have to have an out.
Yeah, right. That's smart.
Thanks, man.
All right, there he goes. Ray Boom Boom Mancini. We would talk about this fight
forever,
Which is great. He's a tremendous guest, and we appreciate his time.
I don't want to watch, but what am I gonna do? Yeah. What am I gonna do? I mean, my friend invited me. He's paying for it. I'm not paying. I got to go watch. Now, I got a wedding to go to, but I got to go watch the fight, right? Because my friend invited me.
I think a lot of people probably have that same feel about it, right? Like, this thing's stupid, but they're having a party over here. I'll
watch
it.
It's the car wreck. Yeah. That's it.
Bogus update. We'll get back to some of your calls. People were holding 855-212-4CBS. Keep it right here.
Follow the guys on Twitter at Gio and Jones.
It is Gio and Jones across the country on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS to join the show. Jake in Oregon has been holding for a long time.
Damn, so he must have something to say.
Yeah, so we'll go to him right now. Jake's on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Good morning.
Hey. Hey,
you can't hold for like 45 minutes, and then the first thing out of your mouth,
Jay.
Well, probably the fourth thing out of his mouth, was the F word. Come on, Jake.
Hey, dog. What's wrong with you?
And
you're
Jake,
having a good Friday.
And that wasn't a prank. He was just talking normally. Yeah. Well, I guess.
Be ready when you talk to Jake.
Man.
He comes strong.
I mean, it's sort of a compliment to us in the sense that people are that comfortable in their language.
Yeah, we make them feel right at home. Come on in.
If we could do a show where anything went, that would be.
Oh. We need to talk to Steven Espinosa about that. You're going to be out there with him in Vegas telling him we need to do a show like that.
I have a feeling I'm not going to see him.
Unfiltered.
In Vegas.
He's going to be right there at the ticket suite to meet you. I told you, G, I had your back.
I don't believe he will.
What?
I think he's going to be a little bit busy, you know?
Doing what? Everything's done.
There's the
That's what he's going to say to you. I got you the tickets. Didn't leave me alone.
Yeah, you in an FCC world is like a dolphin without a dorsal fin.
Huh?
You know?
What's that?
I mean,
what?
It's a. I'm saying you curse unbelievably well. So you in this world of the
they
FCC,
curse a lot?
The FCC. Is hampering you. I mean, you're hamstrung.
Okay, let's go.
So if we allowed you to spread your wings, it'd be unbelievable. People really see the true you.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
It would be, wouldn't it? Bogus has an update. What's going on, Bogus?
Here's your report brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling, get every advantage you can. Get Realtor. Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone opened his quarterback competition last week because Blake Bortles was struggling. Chad Henne started last night's 24-23 loss to Carolina and went 8-14 for 73 yards. He was sacked three times. Blake Bortles then threw for 125 yards, a score, and a pick. So what's next, Blake?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Marrone said postgame that both might play in their preseason finale, and there's no rush to name a starter for week one. The Dolphins and Eagles have no such concerns. Jay Cutler, Carson Wentz combining for three touchdown passes in Philly's 38-31 victory last night. Wentz connecting with new wideouts Torrey Smith and Alshon Jeffrey.
I said it kind of all along. I felt really confident in our chemistry with those guys going back to even the spring. But to finally do it in a game-like situation, it's really good to see.
Two more games tonight as the Lions host the Patriots and KC goes to Seattle. That one is on CBS TV. Giants wideout Odell Beckham Jr. is reportedly in Phoenix to heal his left ankle injury with
a laser.
Apparently, Jared Allen had this therapy to play in Super Bowl 50 despite a broken foot. There remains reported fear that Beckham misses week one. The Cleveland Indians hung seven runs in three innings on Boston A's Chris Sale last night. Red Sox manager John Farrell tries to explain.
Maybe not the normal strike percentage with the secondary pitches and some fastball count. They squared him up a couple times.
Sale's career ERA is over 4.8 against Cleveland. They won last night 13-6 on 18 hits after just two runs and four hits over the first two games of this series. The Rangers staying hot with a 3-0 win in Anaheim. The Nats topped the Astros 5-4-11. And the Twins lost to the White Sox 5-1. The Cubs' five-game winning streak ending in Cincinnati 4-2. And the Cardinals took a 4-3 loss from the Padres to drop five games behind the Rockies for the second NL wild card. At round two of event one of the PGA postseason is just underway. Russell Henley led overnight at 6-under par. Doesn't tee off until 106 Eastern. Dustin Johnson just taking the course one shot off the lead. And this year's Great Alaska Shootout will be the 40th and the last. The longest-running regular season tournament in college hoops is ending after this Thanksgiving because the University of Alaska Anchorage can no longer fund it.
What? Alasaka is over?
Yeah. We've had some interesting... I don't know who's screening the calls or who's typing them into the call screen. We've had some interesting...
Spellings,
yeah. We had some guy call from Alasaka and someone...
Formerly known as Alaska.
Yeah, and someone called from...
That would be Billy.
Orgeron.
Yeah. It was Orgagon.
Orgagon. Come on, Billy.
What the hell is that, Billy?
I mean, your last name was Jockey Lone. You should be able to spell weird things.
To be fair, a lot of these are auto-saved in here.
Well, then fix them. To be fair.
What? You?
If they're auto-saved and that pops up and you see Alasaka, you change it.
Especially if it's by Mikey B auto-saved.
Yeah, and Orgagon. You change it, Billy.
I've also seen Cleveland spelled with a 3 instead of E.
Did you change it?
No, I didn't change it.
So you're just going to let it ride?
Boy, wow. Come on, Billy. Step it up. And one of my favorites, I've told this story, was... Next door at WFAN, there's a town on Long Island called Dix Hills, D-I-X.
Yes. Yep.
And someone spelled it the other way.
Oh, no, they didn't. No,
they didn't. And, like, the visual of that is just...
Come on.
I mean, you know, just...
Come on.
Just a hill with...
Oh, you guys are too funny around like here, man.
I said, come on, it's D-I-X Hills.
Yeah, big dick.
Whoa.
Whoa, come...
Come on, Brian.
Dude, FCC's going to get you, man. Jake.
It truly is. This is the most obvious statement in the world, but I have to say it is truly amazing how the internet and social media has changed our perception of what's going on in the world. And I don't think it's in a good way most of the time. So I'll give you an example. Remember when we had the Andy Baskin guy on from Cleveland to talk about the jersey? Well, we talked about LeBron, the trade, Kyrie, everything, and he brought up the jersey burning thing. Mm-hmm. He was like, that was one guy burning a jersey right in front of a TV camera because he wanted to get the attention, right? So then we saw the Isaiah Thomas jersey burning where one idiot fan ended up doing that. Mm-hmm. Probably for attention because he saw other people get attention burning jerseys.
Monkey see, monkey do.
So, I mean, it really, it's two people that we've seen out of billions of people out there that have burned a jersey who are clearly morons, right? So we really shouldn't be caring what they're doing. But yet it's on the internet and it gets retweeted a million times and people think that this is happening everywhere. And LeBron James yesterday falls into the trap of this. He goes, the burning of the jersey thing is getting ridiculous now. The man was traded. What do you not understand? And played in a game after his sister's tragic death. Gordon Hayward paid his dues as well and decided to do what's best for him and his family. Put in the work, got better, became an all-star. If these guys weren't good, you guys would be the first ones to say, get him up out of there. Man, beat it. He goes, when we do it, we decide to do what's best for us. It's cowardly or you're a traitor. But when it's on the other side, it's business, huh? Oh, okay, man. And he just keeps going on and on. Like, I understand there's a double standard with guys in organizations, general managers cutting guys or trading guys, and if a player goes to another team on his own, you know, people say it's greedy. But, I mean, to have this rant from LeBron James about the jersey burning, like, this is why the reasonable, and I said this with a couple other issues, but the reasonable voices are never heard. It's a big problem. It really is. Like, because we saw one guy burn a jersey, we're like, oh, it's crazy. It's the stupidest thing. We have to stop. We have to start ignoring some of the minority craziness, meaning that it's a small group of people that are nuts with sports and, like the idiots who, like, send death threats to kickers and stuff. Like, Yeah. If it's a serious thing, fine. But if it's just some one idiot who's drunk, like, let's not pay attention to this stuff anymore. It doesn't mean that there's millions of people doing it. It's one idiot.
Well, I'm all for pointing these idiots out. But to go on a rant as LeBron did, obviously he was late to the station, man, to the train station, because we've already spoken and we've gotten to the bottom of these jersey burning, and he was late to see this and didn't recognize just a one-off. And maybe a one-off is too much for him, remember I said it when we had Andy on, that, you know, what was up with the jersey burning? He said, wait, first of all, it was just one person. Okay. Well, I wasn't aware it was just one person. I thought there were multiple people.
Well, that's the problem, right?
Yeah.
And that's what many people think.
Right, yeah.
It's not that way at all.
And LeBron is still in that number that I was a member of until Andy got me squared away and straightened out. So now hopefully LeBron wants to say, hey, man, it was just one dude mirroring some other idiot in Cleveland, and it made no sense. And you were right in your thesis that, you know, it makes no sense when these guys, a guy who's traded and all that. But listen, it wasn't necessary, because we know it's just one cat trying to get his 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
He didn't even mean it.
I mean,
he didn't mean to burn it.
Things were so much better when we didn't know everything. I'm serious.
When we
didn't see what every idiot is doing, it just makes things so much better.
And when every idiot didn't have a platform in which we could see what they were doing. Yeah.
Right, but why are we... I just don't understand why we give credence to a lot of these things. I don't get it. Like the newscast that, let's see what people are saying about this. You know, this guy, they go through a series of tweets, you know? This is the reaction of people, and mm-hmm. they pick select tweets.
Yeah, they sure pick. Yep.
It's like, but it's like, why? I mean, that's not what everybody is thinking. This is not these tweets and these videos, these things are, is not an accurate representation about how people are feeling about something.
Just like the accurate representation of athletes. You know, what do we see? We see the mistakes. We see the missteps. That's what we focus on. We don't focus, the lion's share of these guys are doing the correct thing. They're going about their lives in the same manner as others in other industries are going about their lives, doing the right thing and not causing any waves. But yet, is that focused on? No, it's not. And the same is occurring here.
Yeah, and everybody makes a huge deal out of what people say on social media and think that that is the voice of many, mm-hmm. when it really could not be. And generally, the loudest people are the craziest people. But yet,
wait.
Well, sorry. You know, I didn't mean like loud like you.
Oh,
I mean,
okay. Yeah, different type of loud. You quantify that.
LeBron gives credence to all this. Do you think think LeBron's rant is going to make more people burn jerseys or fewer people burn jerseys? Probably more. Because if you burn a jersey nowadays, LeBron James is going to respond.
I'm going to go burn his right now.
I mean, the fact that the attention that this thing got is like...
Shouldn't have gotten any.
Was one guy burned the Isaiah Thomas jersey?
And the trade was consummated what? Over the weekend?
God.
Just happened 5 days ago, man. Come on. What?
You're making the noises I wish I could make right now.
What? Right, right, right. You can make them.
Not as good as you.
No?
Yeah, not as good as you.
I got skills. Finally found my talent.
All right, coming up next, we'll give you a full prediction on Mayweather-McGregor. Maybe Brian's got something different. I've been talking. I know what's going to happen.
You know what's going to happen.
I already know. Mm-hmm. Told you what I believe. Brian hasn't gone on the record yet. Might have a shocking prediction for you. Shocking prediction for you. Coming right back.
This is Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
It is Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio. Time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Nick Santoro on Twitter. He's upset with us.
Oh, Nick! Damn, Nick!
Goes, we haven't seen or heard from Kaepernick in months. Why are you still talking about him?
Oh, damn! Why?
And... what do you mean you haven't seen or heard from him? Okay, maybe he hasn't held a press conference, but He was on the NBC Nightly News last night as a story. There's people all over the country that are protesting for him.
You had a protest here in New York at NFL headquarters. You have guys on sideline after sideline. They're picking up the torch he carried by himself a year ago.
Right. So
Nick.
Yep.
Next question.
Well, because we think it's bullcrap that the guy doesn't have a job.
Mm.
And the NFL players are talking about it, too. Because it's a thing. That's why we're still talking about it. Just because you're tired of it doesn't mean that we are or we will be.
Mm-hmm.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust like Brake Best and Wagner Thermal Quiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We'll get a fight prediction in a second. But Jay Cutler apparently was okay.
Yeah.
Last night.
Cutler was...
I mean, I don't know what the hell to think about Jay Cutler for the Miami Dolphins this year. I really don't. He's not going to be great, that's for sure.
I don't know. I'm starting to trend the other way. I mean, if he can stay away from the turnovers, he's got a lot of firepower around him. You got the running back and Jay Ajayi. If he can stay on the field, and you also have these receivers, Parker and Landry. I like Thomas at the tight end position. If he could stay healthy and stay away from the mistakes, that's been his big bugaboo. Stay away from the mistakes, not try to do too much, not try to rely on that heavy armor you have in that arm of yours, and just be accurate. It could be pretty potent.
I disagree, because if this team is going to do anything, they're going to have to beat the New England Patriots, because that's a division rival of theirs, and that's never going to happen. So they are the closest thing to a team in that division that could beat them, because the Bills and the Jets are not as good as they are. But I think that the Patriots are just eons past where the Dolphins are right now, and I think the best they can hope for is 9-7. So if 9-7 is good for a Dolphins fan, maybe a wild card berth, great for you. But I don't think they could be any better than that.
Well, we'll see. I think they get back to the playoffs, and I base it on the firepower, the potential firepower they have on the offensive side of the ball, if the quarterback is right, and defensively, Sue and Wake over there, love the way they ball. And they gave some games away a season ago. And if they can win the ones they're supposed to win and then upset some folks along the way, especially the Patriots, get two shots at them, we'll see what happens. But I'm not going to rule them out.
Did you see the Michael Conforto injury yesterday?
I did not.
Oh, my
goodness.
Swinging
the bat?
It's just – now, I don't want to spend too much time on the Mets because nobody cares. But it is just so hilarious. Like, if you like to laugh at ineptitude – so, I mean, they've lost basically everybody, right? I mean, everybody's hurt on the team.
Or been traded.
Yeah, and they traded away all the guys that had any value, and everybody else is hurt. And Michael Conforto was the lone bright spot left. Now, there's two guys that they called up that are prospects that everybody's watching and, you know, they're excited about. Fine. But the only guy who's really had a decent season is Michael Conforto. And this guy swings a bat yesterday and dislocates his shoulders so bad that, you know, he's got to go out and have surgery to repair the thing, I believe.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it is, and you hear from people who have been around baseball for their entire lives, like the archaic, well, that's not the right word, the ancient Terry Collins. I mean, this guy is... he's like 85 years old. He got into baseball when, like, you know, Satchel Paige was still pitching.
And, I didn't know Satchel was still pitching.
And he's asked about, have you ever seen anything like that in your life in baseball? And he goes, no. I mean, this guy, nobody's ever seen, it's so Met-like. It is unbelievable. Swinging a bat.
He was swinging hard, apparently.
Swinging a bat.
I'm pulling it up.
Dislocated his shoulder. Swinging a bat.
Oh, well, maybe he already had a weakness there. And that was the punctuation.
Oh, no. He's wearing any other uniform, it doesn't happen. I'm telling you. He wears any other uniform, it doesn't happen. What are you take it that long for you to, what is it?
It's not me, man. It's
2 minute pre-roll here?
It's the
you can't even watch it here. You got the wrong thing. They're not even gonna show it there. They won't show it. They won't show a video there.
Oh. Well, that's not my fault.
Yeah, it is. You just gotta know how to Google search, man. You don't know how to do that.
Oh,
unless
really?
It's a female tennis player. Then you know how to Google search really well.
I Google search Conforto injury videos, right?
Yeah, it didn't happen, did it? Did you get there?
Nope.
This is what you do. You got to do everything on Twitter now because...
Oh, you go to Twitter. The Twitter would do it?
Well, the reason why is you have so many...
So many rights?
No, yeah.
Video rights?
Here you go.
Yeah, see, I had it right. Oh, man, he's been shot! There's a sniper at Citi Field!
Is it not...
Oh! Oh!
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I mean, there had to be a weakness there. It's kind of like me going up for that rebound last year at the basketball game. Well, I had a slight tear.
Clearly, but whatever it is, it's just unbelievable.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
What's next?
Oh.
Mr. Met with the finger.
Yeah, Mr. Met. Yeah, when the mascots get involved. Yeah,
I mean, everybody. Noah Syndergaard hasn't been around in like a year and a half.
Wow.
The bobblehead that had the big sex toy on it.
Oh.
The actual sex toy that was in the locker room when they took that picture.
That was a source of motivation.
And this is one of the worst years that they've ever had, with everything considered. Expectations and everything.
Were there a lot of expectations coming in?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, there were.
That was, man.
I mean, they went to the World Series 2 years ago, went to the playoffs last year.
He went down like Odell Beckham Jr., man.
At least he had a legitimate
reason.
Right.
He had a much better reason for going down.
I believe that they're, you know, we talk about mystical things, some of the things that you believe in that I don't. I really do believe that franchises are cursed. Some franchises are cursed. There's no other explanation for it. That team is just, they're cursed. They're absolutely.
That reminded me of Dave Dravecki when he went down.
Man.
He came coming back from brutal. Cancer. Oh. And when he went down, Yeah, that was rough to watch.
All right, Brian, here we go. I'm leaving tomorrow.
You ready?
6 a.m. to go see this fight.
You fired up?
I am. I am fired up.
Got a little Rocky music for you.
I do think it's going to go the distance. It's going to be a Mayweather decision. I think you might have a round or two that are exciting. But I think that Floyd is going to get after Connor more than people think that he will. And Conor's going to get beat up a little bit. It's going to be a lot of flailing from Conor McGregor, a lot of effort. But Floyd's just going to sit back, see that flailing, get out of the way, and then pop, 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 pop. That's the way it's going to go. 12 rounds. There will be no doubt, no doubt. Unanimous decision, Floyd Mayweather Jr. Brian?
I'm with you. I think it's going to go the distance, and I think it's going to be pitter-patter on McGregor's face. Boop, boop. Take that. Take that with you. Take that back to Ireland with you. Pop, pop. You and McElroy enjoy that. Pop, 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 pop. Yes. He's going to pitter-patter that face. McGregor will get some shots in on the body. That's about it. What?
Pitter-patter
that face. Hey, I'm telling you, man. He's going to mess it up. And I just don't think he's going to be able to hit him on a consistent basis. McGregor will not be able to tag Mayweather on a consistent basis, and so, therefore, he loses the fight. But it's going to be much, much more entertaining than we've been led to believe.
Okay. Well, here are a bunch of predictions. Bill Ryder of Ryder Than You, Mayweather, TKO.
You.
TKO.
Not Ryder Than Me.
TKO in the 50s, or all the CBS Sports.
Yeah.
In the 5th. Some dude, Campbell, I don't know, TKO in the 5th. Some guy, Coca.
Coca-Cola.
Coca. TKO in the 8th.
Okay.
Silverstein. Okay. TKO
Leroy
in the 4th.
Leroy Silverstein. I remember him.
And Wise. I don't know why they put these. Why don't you just put their full names in here for crying out loud? Jeez. Oh, it's Matthew Coca.
Oh.
Adam Silverstein.
Oh, Adam. No.
Brandon Wise. And Brian Campbell. And Wise says McGregor in 5.
Ooh.
Yeah.
McGregor. And
5th round TKO, he said.
Hmm.
So we're saying distance.
Yeah.
We're against all those guys.
I'm going to say at least Well, you said go. I'm gonna revise my. I'm gonna say it goes at least 10.
I'm saying it's going a distance.
It ain't gonna go no 10 rounds.
What?
It ain't going no 10 rounds. McGregor's the most rounds he's gone is 3 or 4.
Get out of here. You just went from distance to 4.
You have fun. And don't, remember, look out.
Should I bet this fight?
No.
It's fool's gold, right?
Bet on the Jets while you're out there.
Oh, God. If I can get a line on them going defeated for the season, I'm going to do it.
Bet on the Jets and the Auburn Tigers.
Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.